This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Cecil J. McFall, appellant versus David E. Hogan, respondent, decided January 28, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Cecil J. McFall, NOM ED 112561, appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis versus Honorable Jason M. Sangheiser, David E. Hogan. Respondent. Filed January 28, 2025. Stephen K. McFall as substitute plaintiff for his deceased father, Cecil J. McFall, collectively plaintiff, obtained a default judgment against David E. Hogan, defendant. Defendant argued that the default judgment was premature based on his interpretation that the handwritten year of service on the return was 2023. The trial court granted defendant's motion to set aside the default judgment. Plaintiff appeals, claiming the year of service was actually 2022. We agree. The judgment setting aside the default judgment is reversed, and the case is remanded for re-entry of the default judgment. Background plaintiff filed the petition in February 2022, alleging that defendant negligently caused a vehicle collision that resulted in damages to Cecil McFall. The following week, plaintiff requested issuance of a summons to be served by a special process server. Defendant did not file an answer to the petition. In February 2023, plaintiff filed a notice of default hearing and this return of service. On March 2, 2023, the trial court held a hearing and entered a default judgment against defendant in the amount of $90,000. 5 months later, defendant filed a motion to set aside the default judgment pursuant to Rule 74.05. 1. He characterized the return of service as ambiguous, asserting that it purported to state that defendant was personally served on either March 11, 2023 or March 1, 2023. He argued that service was defective, whether it was obtained on either of those dates, because the trial court mistakenly entered the March 2, 2023 default judgment prematurely, either only one day after he was served or 9 days before he was served. There was good cause for setting aside the default judgment, defendant posited, because it was entered as the result of a mistake not attributable to him. He also denied the allegations in the petition and claimed that he had meritorious theories of defense that he intended to pursue. 1. All rule references are to the Missouri Supreme Court Rules, 2024. 3. After a hearing, the trial court granted defendant's motion to set aside the default judgment. Plaintiff now appeals. 2. Standard of review. Ordinarily, we review the trial court's ruling on a motion to set aside a default judgment under Rule 74.05D for abuse of discretion. T. Westfall Plaza WCRMO LLC v. SJB Rest, GRP LLC, 689 SW3D 216 218 Mono App ED 2024. Although defendant couched his motion in the good cause and meritorious defense language of Rule 74.05D, his actual claim for why the default judgment should be set aside was not that he had a good reason for defaulting, but rather that he was never in default in the first place. Defendant described service as being defective, but only in the sense that, according to his reading of the date of service on the return, he was not given the full 30 days to answer the petition before the trial court entered the default judgment. Contrary to the assertion in defendant's motion, a trial court's mistake in entering a default judgment prematurely is not the type of good cause contemplated by Rule 74.05D. Rather, it is the defaulting party's reason for defaulting, his or her conduct in failing to answer or otherwise defend, that may constitute good cause for setting aside a default judgment under Rule 74.05D. Steele v. Johnson Controls, Inc., 688 SW3D 192, 198.99, 199N12, Motor Bank 2024. When a defendant is not actually in default at the time a default judgment is entered, as defendant claims is the case here, the judgment is improper in the first place, and the Rule 74.05D test for setting it aside does not apply. Williams v. Zellers, 611 SW3D 357 367, MOAP ED 2020. A default judgment entered against a party who was not in default is void for two defendant, asks this court to dismiss plaintiff's appeal for briefing violations. While plaintiff's brief violates certain provisions of Rule 84.04, none of those violations have impeded our review of the merits. See Extra Lease, LLC vs. Pigeon Freight Serves, Inc., 662 SW3D 309, 312N01, Mo App ED, 2023. Despite its shortcomings, plaintiff's brief sufficiently apprehends.